Here we are once again, dealing with making whatsoever you do is to prosper. We started talking about Psalm 1:1-3. We went over Psalm 35:27 and went over the purpose of prosperity to glorifying and magnifying God. And we talk about the power of holiness and sanctification in the placing in your position for prosperity. Very seldom talked about, they tell you scriptures and confession. But holiness has something to do with prosperity also. We left off on our last session talking about this prosperity. And I declare money cometh to you now. In dealing with a very powerful verse that have trained me over the years is Joshua 1:8. I think Joshua 1:8 and Psalm 1:1-3 can be combined. Here in 1:8 it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success." Now I want to run you through something that earlier God taught me. Your mouth. Your mouth. You have to speak the word of God. You have to speak properly. And then the word meditate, it means take time to feed on the word, see what it's saying. And then the word mayes, after you have spoken it, meditated, you're ready to do it. And then it says, it comes down to the word make. You make your way prosperous. See, it don't happen automatically. You make your way prosperous. That's the way you walk in that full of Psalm 1:1-3. Now, three major discovering of prosperity. Whatsoever you say do, it'll make you prosper. When they had this done, Luke 5, that'll make you prosper. What would I have me to do? Acts 9:6, that will make you prosper. So let's study those scriptures and see the context of those scriptures that you may be able to apply them in your life. There's no way or no reason you should not be financially free with the apostolic prophetic mantle that God has connected us with in money cometh. The money just keep on coming. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Money die or loose. All of those are apostolic, prophetic words that God has given to us by the Christ. We've been dealing with it for 20 years. So you individually must take a closer look at how to function in this. And I think these sessions will help you. I think I'll give you some of the most powerful scriptures. When you talk about Psalm 1:1-3, you talk about Joshua 1:8, 3 John 2, Jeremiah 33:9. All those scriptures are powerful scriptures to put you in a position to get ready to become debt-free and become to make the proclamation of how you've done it to others so they may be set free. Now, tomorrow we'll get a little farther into it. So hold on. God is taking us deeper and deeper.